There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Should parents be banned from driving their children to school, following on from the road-driven conversation that was had yesterday here on the station and in studio? We're asking what could be done to help improve the state of the roads. And is one of the things that can be done limiting the number of parents taking their children to school during what is a very, very busy school trip and school drop-off and pick-up hour? Your thoughts on this one, please. It's not as crazy as it sounds. There have been initiatives around the world that are being put into place, not just for convenience and efficiency, but also to try and limit pollution and emissions. What are the alternatives, or are we taking something away from the whole concept of taking your child to school? Do you look forward to that moment of dropping your child off as just a little bit of time to spend with your child and get to know them a little bit better? Or, of course, is it something that you think you could do away with? Your thoughts, please, as I said, on this subject throughout the entirety of the show. There will be other topics a little later on as well. Trudy in studio with me this morning. Good morning again to you, my friend.
Good morning.
It's interesting, isn't it? Thanks so much indeed for holding the fort yesterday. Apologies to listeners. I wasn't feeling very well. And as I said at the top of the show, to be honest, I'm still not on top. But apparently I'm not alone. As I've just walked into this building, I think I've seen about four or five people who are very much under the weather. And do you think there is something to do with that at the moment? Because you'd think, what is it about the summer months that people do seem to pick up sniffles, viruses and illnesses?
Personally, as a sick person myself, I think it's the extreme temperatures that we subject ourselves to. Okay. So when we're inside, the AC is really, really cold, and then you step outside and it's hot and humid, and I feel like your body can't really cope with the extreme temperatures so quickly. That's my reasoning for it anyway.
That's what we're going to go with here in the studio. So what about you lot out there listening in to the show this morning? Is there anything in that? Is it our sort of dependence or increased dependence on jumping from one AC to another? If you've got AC on full as well in your car, in your house, I mean, how often do you service those ACs? How often do you know that they are blowing out healthy air? And is there something in that idea of going through very humid conditions into very cold conditions? Your thoughts would be appreciated on that. We're going to go to the roads now. Listen, I know that it was one of the topics that Lloydie, Danny and the rest of the team here discussed yesterday, with good reason as well. I mean, it's not a single news source that you can't pick up at the moment without the attention being driven to our roads in a way. Driving in Dubai can sometimes be a nerve-wracking experience, as we know, especially for those more accustomed to navigating smaller roads and other parts. Yesterday, Dubai police revealing that there have been 1,250 major traffic accidents, many resulting in serious injuries, even fatalities, in just the first half of 2018. That's down from 1,447 accidents the same time last year. But it still helps to consider what one can do to be safer whilst driving. To that end, Dubai police releasing statistics on which major roads, Dubai roads, that is, are considered the most dangerous. Emirates Road ranking at the top of the list, 30 serious accidents, 14 fatalities recorded in 2018. That was discussed at length yesterday on the show. But it made us think straight after the show, what are the alternatives? What can we do to free up the traffic on our roads, the UAE? If we can decongest those traffic at specific times, what impact is that going to have on the safety of the roads? And we fell upon the story that made for some really interesting reading, because I think we'll all agree that, you know, the hours of drop-off and pick-up can be very difficult on our roads. It's when we see a lot of congestion out there and we see a lot of parents doing all they can to get their child to school on time or get to that school to pick up on time.
Yeah, I think my problem with it is the way parents sort of abandon their cars haphazardly on the roads. Mm. And as someone who lives around a school area, I understand this need to having to go and pick up your children. But a lot of times, children tend to live in the similar sort of area. So why not just carpool? I understand maybe not in the mornings when it's difficult because everyone gets ready and gets out at, you know, maybe different times. But when they're done with, like, at the end of the day, just leaving your cars haphazardly anywhere you like and then just rushing off to go get your child, I feel like that is a bit irresponsible. And frankly, it's annoying if you're not one of the people waiting to park or, you know, trying to get somewhere else.
we are going to take something of an international perspective on this one. Why? Because in London, rising numbers of parents are effectively being banned from driving their children to school amid growing concern about the damage being done by pollution. Thousands of schools are introducing measures to try to deter families from using their cars. These include closing roads and setting up park and stride schemes and walk to school initiatives. Clampdown on the school run comes as fears grow about the illegal levels of air pollution and the impact on a child's health. Schemes being extended to other schools across the city because of its growing success. Let's put a bit of flesh on the bones here, because obviously with London there is a great infrastructure in terms of public transport. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned there, you've got an environment, certainly seasons, that make it more practical to walk to and from school on certain occasions, and given the geography of a number of people within a borough to that school, it makes it easier. So it wouldn't be as straightforward here in the UAE, given the fact that schools are more spread out. But having said that, given the rise of the number of schools, given the rise of the number of schools in different areas around town, we are seeing more and more parents going to what is their, fundamentally, their local school, rather than travelling far large distances across the city. So is there therefore not more of a drive, as Shruti was suggesting there, to get more people to come together, either to walk to schools, carpool to schools, or have a more effective bus system to get kids to from school? And what impact would that have, not just on the state of the air and the pollution, the levels of pollution around us, but also on the traffic that we try and battle on a daily basis? It's something that's already been addressed here. In February of this year, 13 police cars were sent out to patrol school zones across Dubai to ensure smooth traffic flow, but also to educate pupils on the hazards of breaking the law. The new eco-friendly police vehicles will patrol school areas early in the morning as parents drop their children off, or after school to pick them up, the two times for the highest rate of traffic offences. Titled the School Security Campaign, the programme will be carried out in 453 private and government schools and reach over 300,000 pupils in Dubai alone. The campaign also seeks to make its officers, who are often feared by pupils, more approachable to children. So, a similar initiative, a banning of parents from driving their kids to school, is there any validity in it here in the UAE? Is it something that we could possibly try and roll out in some of the schools here? And what are the things that annoy you most about the drop-off and pick-up? Is it, as Shruti was mentioning there, the fact that parents seem to become different beasts when they're on the school run, don't they? They might be very nice, reasonable individuals throughout the rest of the day, but that idea of getting as close to the school gate or as close to the school door as possible, and then having absolutely no thought for anyone else around you, just abandoning your car with the key still in the ignition, the engine still running, whilst you get your pride and joy into their class on time. It's ridiculous.
It is, and there is a fine if you leave your engines running. So I am astounded at the number of people who still do it, knowing that they could risk getting a massive fine for it.
There is a fine for that. We know it's not good for the environment. And yet people still do it. I mean, I'm sure people are still seeing people trying to keep their cars cool throughout the summer months at the moment, not just at school entrances or pick up and drop off. But if there's anything that can be done about this, then please do share your thoughts. I've always wanted to have... I've always wanted to have the courage, I suppose, Roots, because I think we all see these cars, don't we? You know, I walked out here just a minute ago as I was walking into the office, and there's a couple downstairs, you know, that people have just left for someone to park or whatever. And I've always wanted to have that sort of courage to be able just to get in them, drive off and park them somewhere else. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You come out of a supermarket and you see them in the bay, just go and park them in another space. But yeah. I know that I'd probably get in trouble.
No, you will.
How do we deal with the issue of school drop-off and pick-up? Banning parents from taking their kids to school. Not banning kids from going to school, obviously, but the way they get to school. Is that something that we could address? Can we take a leaf out of initiatives elsewhere and make them work here? So, initiative over in the United Kingdom at the moment. Schools across the UK are vying to ban the school run in a bid to improve air quality and protect the health of pupils. That's got us thinking. Would that have an impact on some of the congestion, the problems we find on our roads during peak drop-off and pick-up times in and around Dubai's schools? Could you encourage more Carpooling, could we encourage more? Ride and stride initiatives. If there are any other solutions, what are those solutions? Truths, what are people saying?
Rebecca has texted saying, I wish this would happen here. I hate being stuck in traffic while rushing for my afternoon meetings. Deepak says, we live 10 minutes away from school and my son cycles there and back with his three best friends and we love it. And no name on this one. It says, Tom, must ban parents from driving kids to and from school. Walking kids or electric buses or carts to school means all communities must have affordable schools.
There is another angle to this conversation, which is whilst there are those there talking about the fumes that a number of the cars and the buses are belching out onto our roads, what about that whole sort of psychological impact on a child? I mean, how important is that limited time that a parent has with a child on the school run, however long or far that school run might be? Does that offer a father or a mother an opportunity to interact with their child in what are very time-poor environments such as here, where people work very long hours? Thanks so much indeed to Poldi, who's been in touch, saying, I guess there'll be a lot of people giving up their jobs then because they won't be able to get there in time. No one does the school run for the fun of it. Thank you very much indeed, Poldi, for that one. Let's get some more insight onto this one. We're going to talk now to the director, UAE Coaching. Adam Zaga joins us live on the line. Adam, thanks for your time this morning.
Hi, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well indeed, my friend. I'm sure, like a number of parents out there, loving the school holidays because we don't have to do the drop-off and the pick-up. But talk to us about that. I mean, in terms of child development, Adam, is there something in that sort of time that is spent at the beginning of the day with the mother or father in the car or at the end of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important, that time, because at the moment what you have is you get the opportunity for that child and that parent to speak, to communicate quite openly. It's a focused time, and that time taken away will maybe limit that. I think it's a bonding time that will be lost. So I think from that aspect, we're missing out on that part.
The critics, or not critics, but those that would be pro these initiatives that have been rolled out in the UK and elsewhere would suggest that you would get a similar development and a similar team bonding if you were on a ride share or on a school bus, etc. Is that the same or not?
I mean, as I say, you get pluses and minuses of everything. I think what you'll get with the children is they'll get to mix with other children of all ages. So the big children can protect the little children. You can really demonstrate the leadership qualities in those big children. And the little children can learn how to be responsible, how to interact with, you know, different age groups, so the bigger children. So I think that really develops the confidence in the social skills. And also the element of fun as well. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to go on the buses all the time. It's that element of fun, it's that play. It depends how it's run.
In terms of the child, I mean, I'm a victim of this. I probably ask the same question of my children every single time I get into the car, which is, how was your day? Which I suppose is probably the worst loaded question you can ask any child that's just finished 6 hours at school. Do you have to be a little more creative?
Yeah, I think you've got to ask them. You've got to be a little bit more creative. You've got to ask them about their struggles, what they were struggling with, and how they overcame it. It's not always about how's your day, how's your grades, things like that. But the tricky thing when you are on that journey home with your children in the car is it's focused in terms of your one-on-one, but you're not looking at your child. And so you've got to create some space in your days where you can do that in an already crowded day.
What about in terms of development? Because by, you know, letting them take their cycles or, you know, encouraging them to hang out with their with other children, is that sort of getting them more street smart, making them more, you know, open to meeting other people, or maybe not being always relying on their parents for a solution?
I think massively. I think it gives them that responsibility, and I think that's what we want to encourage with our kids at an early age: independence and responsibility. So, for example, they've got to get on the right bus at the time. They've got to get their bags, their snacks, their school supplies. They've got to get all of those things. So making them more self-reliant, I think it's really, really important. But it's at what age can you do that? I'm thinking from 7 above, it's a good time. But for the younger kids, you really want that one-on-one time with the parents. especially.
I just want to flip it on its head a little bit, if I can, Adam, because we're focusing a lot here on little Johnny and Jackie and working out how the benefits of them. For parents as well, because, you know, I'm not going to name names or anything, but I know parents out there that love the school run. Reason being, obviously, they get the time to spend with their child, but equally, they get to have a cappuccino with their mates in the school cafe. They get to catch up with others. And there is almost that sort of social bond as well for parents. Is that something that we risk taking away?
Massively, because I think it's really important. It's the only time that the parents get to meet each other. And it really helps with the bonds with the children, because if they're getting on with the parents, then it's more likely the children are going to get on as well. So I think it's a really, and they can arrange play dates, sleepovers, all those things. So it's really, really important. And also there's that big community spirit. You know, when the parents get together, having a cup of coffee, they're having a chat, they can talk about business, they can talk about helping each other. And I think that community spirit will be lost as well.
You talk about the community spirit there, and I suppose one of the points of this initiative is to make the community a healthier place. Obviously, pollution is one of the things that's driven these decisions over in the UK. I suppose, given the sort of geography of this city and the way it's laid out across the UAE, it would be more difficult. But do you see the benefits, both from a green initiative point of view, but also a sort of social bonding point of view for children, if we were more limited as to how we got to school in the morning?
It's definitely obviously the green, the environmental factor there. And also when I've been around schools, it's very hard to park. And, you know, there's a lot of kids being dropped off, and you've got like 50, 60 cars just dropped in the middle of the street. It's quite dangerous. The difficulty in England, you can have, with the weather climate, you can walk to school, you can skate, you can ride a bike. There's lots of different options. Here with the weather most of the year and the roads, I think it's a little bit more difficult.
We need to come up with creative solutions, that's for sure. Adam, thanks to you for your creativity this morning. Much appreciate it. To you and all the team at UAE Coaching, thanks very much indeed. And enjoy the long summer months, my friend.
You'll be enjoying it more. Enjoy it. Take care.
Cheers to Adam Zaga there, Director of UAE Coaching. Join us live on the line. Ban the drop-off. Well, they've got to be dropped off somehow or other, but ban it all the same. What are people saying this morning, Truths?
Sasha says, the worst thing about school drop-off is parents parking and leaving their cars in drop-off-only zones. Another one says, research shows parents' involvement increases student attainment, but that is assuming that the parent is involved and the child isn't on their phone the entire time. I agree with the caller that the conversation had to be more guided and better than how was your day, although they would get interaction on school bus and riding their bikes to school. Parents' involvement is what's lacking these days.
Let's get to a couple of the text messages. Shreets is working through those for us as we speak.
Yeah, Vijay says, sorry, but if the school run is the only time you have to spend time with your children, it means you are doing something wrong. Thomas says, hi, weather shouldn't be an excuse. For 6 to 7 months during the year, kids, adults could easily bicycle to schools or offices. However, with the lack of proper bicycle lanes, you're putting your lives at risk.
Thanks very much indeed to Sasha Daniel. The worst thing about school drop-off is parents parking and leaving their cars in drop-off-only zones. As was mentioned a little earlier on, somebody texting in about must ban parents from driving kids to and from school, walking kids or electric buses, carts to school means all communities must have affordable schools first. And thanks also to whoever sent this one. No name, just concerned parents saying buses must clean up their act here in the UAE. They belch filthy fumes. We need biodiesel buses now. There's no electric school bus anywhere in the UAE. Why? In the US, in Europe, in India and China, all are going electric. We have the most expensive schools in the world. Thanks and regards. It's from a parent out there in the UAE. Talking of parents, let's go to the lines now. Get more thoughts on this particular subject. Let's get the thoughts of Hassan, who joins us live on line two. Good morning to you, Hassan.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you very much indeed to you for your time. Good idea or bad idea to limit parents from dropping their children off at school?
It's a terrible idea, I think, on all fronts. The way I look at it, whether it's an intrusion into a family's private decision, barring them from doing something which a normal family would do, dictating to them what they can or cannot do, I think that's on a private personal freedom front, that's probably is the first big no-no. Secondly, I think in terms of choosing schools or selecting schools which are in your community, in your neighborhood, and probably hence going for a second best or a third best choice, where your first choice school probably could be on the other end of the town, that's again, I think it's not a wise thing to do. It's again an intrusion into a family's personal decisions that where do they want their child to go for school. And the third thing, I think, is yes, it is a peak traffic time. There are a lot of cars on the road. But I'm sure you will agree that not all parents are violating traffic parking rules when they are dropping their children or picking them up from schools. It's only a small proportion of parents which does that. And I think as a responsible parent, it's the responsibility of other parents to first maybe just ask them not to do something like that or inform the police. So where I dropped my daughter to school, I mean, we have seen such violation, and then police became very active. And I have not seen those violations probably over the last 8-9 months now.
Yeah.
So
in terms of the experience, I mean, you mentioned there about your daughter and that drop-off as well. Is that something that you look forward to of a morning? Is it an opportunity for you to spend some quality time with the child in what is an environment when we work very hard?
Absolutely. It is actually the time which probably for me and my daughter is the most interactive time for us, because she's fresh, because I am dropping her, so she has had enough sleep, so she does not have to wake up at 5 in the morning to take a school bus to the school. So she's very fresh, I am fresh, I am actually going pretty early in the morning. My office starts late, but again, I am not worried about my work because I don't have to be at work until 8:39. So we get to talk a lot about things. How was her day yesterday? She asked me questions. We do things while in the car. I think it's the best in terms of interaction. That's the best time of the day for me in terms of interacting with my daughter. And if a rule takes it away from me, I think I will be very angry.
Yeah.
And that's something, again, I think, to me, on a personal level, it's something which is not acceptable that I've been asked not to drop my daughter to school because I cannot take my car to school.
Yeah. I think you're right, Hassan. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Hassan there giving us his thoughts on the subject. Is it something you agree with or do you disagree with that? One thing that we've seen rise in concern of here is parents in a rush. Parents in a rush to get their kids to school, but also to get to work in time and dropping their kids off extra early for school. This is worrying a number of principals here in the region who said some of their pupils were arriving more than half an hour before classes started, which is becoming something of a safety issue. We talk about safety in and around the car parks. And there is this move at the moment, you know, people trying to beat the traffic, but equally conscious of the fact that they need to get themselves to work and therefore battle extra traffic on top of just, you know, getting the kids up earlier, dropping them off earlier, and then getting going. But then that begs the question, who's responsible for the kids at that time?
Yeah, it's basically you're in school, you're within these four walls, and, you know, it's assuming you'll be safe when you're there. But I wonder if something like staggered timings would work, you know, maybe in terms of even work starting a bit later to accommodate parents reaching their kids to school on time and then making it, you know, for whatever time they start work. I wonder if that will work. Because I feel like when it's all out at the same time or all in at the same time, that's the one creating the problem rather than the entire idea of having to drop your kids off at school. That's what I think. But when I was younger, we lived quite far away from my school. Actually, I went to school close to where my grandmother used to live because then I would go to her house after school. So my mum and I, we'd leave early in the morning, I think about 6 a.m., 7 a.m. to reach school at 8. And we used to commute every single day. And I feel like as I got older, because I was spending so much time reading and my mum was busy on her phones by then, you know, we didn't have that much interaction. So you know, for us, interaction was after school and doing everything after. So I never thought that the school run was a time when we'd be interacting. I never thought of that as that time.
Yeah, I suppose it's interesting, isn't it? Listen to our son, and he's not alone there, where it is the opportunity for one of the parents to be involved in that sort of school responsibility, and but also involved with their child. So we know so many people work very long hours here. So possibly by the time they've got home in the evening, they've missed that opportunity for entertainment. The children, depending on what age they are, might have gone to bed already as well. So that makes the drop-off in the morning or the pick-up in the afternoon as important as ever before, because that gives you the opportunities to continue that bond. If that's something you agree with, we'd love to hear from you. Today's big talker thus far has been school drop-off. What can we do about the problem of school drop-off and pick-up? One initiative that has been rolled out across the UK and other parts of the world is not just an outright ban, but encouraging more parents to take advantage of carpooling, of share and stride initiatives, of school buses, amongst others, to try and improve the pollution around schools, but also to try and lessen the congestion that is caused by hundreds, nay, thousands of cars descending on schools at certain times. So that's been one of the discussions that we've had this morning. Shrooks has been monitoring some of the thoughts that have been coming through. What have people been saying?
No name on this one says, carpooling should be an option. Why can't kids go to school together? They all live around the same area. And another one says, I encourage my child to cycle to school. It is the summer vacation now, so he doesn't have to do it when it is really hot. In the winter, it works just fine.
Thank you very much indeed. This one from a lady out there saying, go to work earlier, come home later if it's such a problem for anyone. This story is just nonsense. Schools don't make laws. They probably wouldn't know what one was if it kicked them in the... I'm not going to read that. But thank you very much indeed, lady, for that one. This one from Pisces saying, who's going to monitor any of this? I could quite as easily drop my little one around the corner from the school. Just stop the nanny state. And another one that's just come through saying... Tony saying, more anti-car policies. Whatever happened to our driving freedom? Thank you for all of those. We've also had an element of people talking about children dropping their schools off. Children dropping their schools off? No. parents dropping their children off at school earlier so that they can beat the traffic and get themselves into work. This one's from Helen saying, as a parent who is also a teacher, I think the easiest answer to this problem would be having more before school care supplied. So few schools offer this, and it certainly sounds like this is in there is a demand for it. Thank you for that one. So obviously these initiatives that are being rolled out over in the UK, would they have any relevance here in the UAE? Let's get the thoughts of Thomas, who joins us live on the line. Yeah, Thomas is with us. Thomas joins us live on line two. Thomas, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Morning.
All good and well us discussing this initiative. It's been rolled out in parts of Europe where obviously environmental concerns are very high, as they are the world over. But, you know, we're talking about communities where it's easier to walk to and from school or have closer initiatives to carpool. Would it work here in any way?
I think it would. I mean, we do carpooling every morning and every afternoon with our kids. And as I also mentioned in my text, I would really like to encourage them to bicycle. But then again, I would be quite afraid of having them on the roads, which I think is the biggest problem here. But using the weather as an excuse, I think we can easily for 6 to 7, 8 months during the year have our kids to bicycle. But again, then we should have some designated bicycle lanes.
Mm. In terms of the carpooling initiative that you talk about there, is that something that obviously benefits you, the parents, but is it something that children enjoy as well from a social developmental point of view?
Yeah, I don't think they look at it that way. You know, you pick them up, and as somebody else also said, you know, you pick them up, they tend to be quite, you know, quiet. They look at the phones, they're tired. So, I think it's probably more to make it easier for the parents, but also... I just don't like to see kids being dropped off, one on one. I think it should be possible for more parents to get together and get more kids into the car.
Mm.
So it's to ease the congestion, but definitely also to make life easier for us both in the morning and in the afternoon.
Which is fundamentally what these initiatives are trying to do, to try and make life easier for people, because we run that risk, I suppose, at the moment with the number of schools that are being developed and also the number of people coming in, the population growth. We are seeing congestions and problems arising and tempers flaring in and around school car parks. So something needs to be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, I mean, yeah, and we should not forget pollution as well. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the congestion in the morning, the number of parents that think they are driving on the Yas Marina every morning. I think that's an issue as well.
Thomas Blessio, thanks very much indeed for your thoughts there. Thomas giving us his thoughts this morning, and a good initiative as well, good solution as well. What about more proper bicycle lanes for children and parents of a morning to try and get the kids to school? And I mean, there is something in that, isn't there? Because I mean, I've long campaigned, not long campaigned, I'm not, it sounds like I've been out there on the picket fence or something like that, sort of trying to with my banners. But I've often quite liked the idea of cycling to work. I mean, I couldn't. I live about 45 minutes outside the city limit, so it would take me about 3 days to get here. But I've got another office in Media City, and I quite like the idea of cycling into and from the two offices, etc. But it's just, you know, where do I shower? You know, we've had a show about sweating last week, and this time of year, if offices provided showers, then I think more and more people would do it. But then again, schools do, don't they?
Yeah.
So schools would have that facility. So therefore, is there really that excuse that you're not going to be uncomfortable for the rest of the day? Because if you've taken a change of clothes or a change of top or whatever, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can wear your cycling outfit. You know, I don't want to judge what that is. You know, you could cycle in that and then go to work and, you know, put on your smart suits and whatever else you wear. But I live 5 minutes across the road, actually. And I always wonder if when come winter, I don't know how to cycle. But if I could learn how to cycle, I would really like to come to work on a cycle. But then I have to cross two signals and a flyover. So I don't know how feasible it would be for me to be on a cycle.
Mm. We will try it.
Yeah.
We will have to try it.
Okay.
Before the year is out, that's for sure. Just one more for you. This one was with regards to school buses. This one's come through from Mayor out there. So growing up, I got on the bus out in the country before eight, got to school at 8:30. Primary school didn't start till 9. So we played in the playground until school started. School finished at 3. And often we didn't get on the bus until 3:30. I would get home around 4 p.m. There was always a teacher on duty wandering around when the first bus arrived and the last bus left, just like they do at lunchtime, about half an hour each side of school, starting and finishing. It should not be hard for a school to be able to provide some semblance of care and responsibility half an hour before and after school. Also, that should reach a child. That should teach reach until a child gets off the bus at their destination, if it is a school bus. Mayor, thanks so much indeed for that one.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.